Hey, this is Pastor Joe from Straight from the Heart Radio, Calvary Chapel, Philadelphia. Kind of a pleasure today to get a chance to talk to you. Normally, I don't get to do that, but I'm excited because we're in the process of planting a church in Levittown, PA, and you may live in Levittown if you're one of our listeners, or you may have relatives or friends that are in Levittown, and we're excited about the study. It's on Tuesday nights. We're hoping it grows into a Calvary Chapel, and I have with me here Brian Weed, one of our young pastors. Of course, I'm 74, so middle age is young these days. So he's here, and he's going to... I want him to tell you just what's on his heart, the address, so that you'll know. And at any time, if you lose track of that, you can call the church here at Calvary Philly, and we'll give you the information that you need.
Oh, well, thanks, Joe. This is a great opportunity. I actually live right on the border of Levittown and little borough called Humeville, and the stoplight at 413 and Frosty Hollow Road right there on the border looks right into my backyard across 95. So my wife and I are actually in Levittown a lot, and her family on both sides actually has pretty deep roots in Levittown a couple generations back. And so... it's a place that, you know, it's one of those places that we end up at a lot. Stores that we shop at are there. We're going through there, around there, our library for our kids' books. You know, Levittown is just a place we're always in. And, you know, when you're in a place for, you know, frequently, you end up noticing, I end up noticing the churches that are there or not there and what the church life is like there. So it's something that I had actually been thinking about and praying about for a while. Just knowing that a lot of church buildings where they were closing down, not really sure about too much of a Bible teaching church presence there in Levittown. So, we've just been really excited about the opportunity of opening up the Word on Tuesday nights, teaching verse by verse, the simple things that we love at Calvary Chapel, and seeing what's going to happen. So. That was sort of the genesis of it, at least in my heart, in terms of, you know, thinking about it.
And it's been a long process. I mean, I think I knew you when you were 14 years old, maybe younger.
Yeah, so I was sitting in the sanctuary, I think, at like 9 or 10.
Yeah, so
my parents snuck me in.
That's over 30 years ago at this point in time. And just wonderful to watch your personal growth. And it's obvious that God's given you a gift, pastor, teacher. And I think that's important. If any of you listening are interested, you can go on our website or the app, and you can find places there where Brian has taught here at church if you want to listen. But he's a great Bible teacher, and you know I love Bible teachers. And I think this study there in Levittown is just beginning. I think we're going to see the Lord do great things there. And it's exciting for me to have someone that I've been with for over 30 years, watching them grow, watching their gifts come forward, watching maturity become part of the process. So for me, I thought, I really want our listening audience to know. I want the people that are in Levittown, that may be regular listeners, to hear about it. Brian, why don't you tell them what night, what time,
sure.
Address, and so forth.
Yeah, so like you said, Joe, Tuesday nights at 7:30, and we're meeting at a church building called Levittown Christian Church. They're great people. They've graciously agreed to, or, you know, they've offered to rent their sanctuary to us on Tuesday nights, and that's on Frosty Hollow Road. So it's 1481 Frosty Hollow Road in Levittown. It's 19056 if you're looking it up. 1481 Frosty Hollow Road. It's actually right across the street from the Snowball Gate section of Levittown there. And so they're renting us their sanctuary. It's been a great time already to get together with people and just see, and a lot of people are meeting people from Levittown. It's great when you meet people from Levittown, they tell you what section they're from. So I'm from Quincy Hollow, or I'm from, you know, Red Rose Gate, you know, the whole thing. It's great to sort of begin to place people on the map that way. So yeah, we've done, I think, 6 meetings. Last night was our 6th. And we're walking through the Gospel of John, verse by verse, covered the end of chapter 5 last night, and just going through line by line, you know. I was thinking, Joe, I was in the sanctuary at I think it was like 10 years old or so. My mom started bringing me in first service.
Amazing.
Like, I think 7:45 for a while, first service. I remember it was cold in the old building. And but before that, my parents had Calvary Chapel experience on the West Coast. And when they came out here, they tried another church for a little while. And then it was just one of those, you hear the story all the time. They were finally like, we have to go over to the Calvary Chapel. You guys had just moved into the mall. And my dad was like, we just miss Calvary Chapel. Let's go see what it's like. And I remember, I don't have a lot of memories from this time in my life, but I do remember we were driving away after the first Sunday, and my mom was crying in the car. And she was saying, it's just like home, it's just like home. And that was our first Sunday at Calvary Chapel, Philadelphia. And I think I was 7 years old because we had been here for 2 years, I believe. We moved from the West Coast. And so I knew as a little boy, like, oh, my parents love this place. And so literally I grew up here. And my mom started bringing me in the sanctuary maybe a little sooner than was mandated, but it was great, and which meant that I was getting verse-by-verse Bible teaching from the time I was 7 years old. And to see literally my whole life has been based around this fellowship of people and around the teaching of the Word. To the extent that I couldn't even really imagine what my life would be. I don't even know what it would be. It would be something totally different if I didn't have that. So by the time I was 18 or 19, I just caught a passion myself to study. And, you know, you remember I was here with the high school kids. I was doing a ninth grade Bible study in one of the classrooms. You know, you just find any opportunity you can. If someone gives you a shot to teach a Bible study, it's like the greatest thing in the whole world. So I remember jumping in with them. They were my first crew. And that was awesome. I remember bringing him candy and stuff to keep him awake, you know, all of that. And, just from there, getting to year by year, learn how to do ministry and sit in staff meeting with you guys after, you know, you brought me on staff and, you know, never went to seminary. We've talked about these things a lot, but the seminary that you get from a couple decades of being with guys who are, you know, a generation ahead of you who've done it, and all the conversations, and just, I mean, the fact that I could walk into Jerry's office and ask him a question, and have been able to since I was in my early 20s. Like, what do you do if someone says this to you, or how would you handle this situation with this person, and just get those kinds of answers? It's just been amazing. It's been such a blessing. So, when you look out at the, you know, American culture, our neighborhoods that we live in, you just think, oh, more, it'd be great for more people to get this kind of experience where the teaching of the Word is the main central thing. I was just talking with a church, a great group of people in Levittown, just talking about how to get more people into their church. And I just, you know, I wasn't expecting to have the conversation. They were there and they're generating some ideas. And I finally just said, well, I just have to tell them the basic Calvary Chapel thing. I don't really know anything else to say. And I said, all I know is that our church in Philly, our Pastor Joe, all he's really done, it's not all you've done, but the basic thing he's done is teach the Word. He's always said that's the central thing. And what happens is God brings Christians who need a good church, and he brings non-believers to get saved, and the church fills up. And it was great. I got to tell him, and it sounds like the most obvious thing in the world, you know, to us, but you realize like, oh, there's believers who that's almost fresh to them and new to them. So, yeah, I was blessed once again to sort of share that. Like, this is how it's done. And then God decides who comes instead of programs and really just effort to try to get people. So, yeah, so that's what we're doing, and we're just going to see what the Lord does.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's wonderful to watch. You know, I'm kind of glad you're starting, as it were, from the ground up, because that's what we did.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel where you are,
the things
you're talking about, and remembering that we started with 20 people, you know, and it was just a Bible study. That's all I thought it was going to be, and the Lord, but it was centered around the Word, and I'm still doing the same thing I was doing over 40 years ago, going to the next chapter, going to the next verse, you know, and you look at the church and some of the antics, and some of the attempts that are being made to draw people in, and it isn't foundational. It doesn't last. It goes through, you know. Even we hear about cultural relevance. That isn't cultural relevance. It was trend relevance. You know, a church,
right?
You know, in China, where the culture is 3,000 years old, you might do something that's culturally relevant. But so it's amazing just, and I still see it, to teach the word. We have young people coming.
Yep, all ages here.
We're watching on the news these articles that Bible sales are going through the roof, more, you know, faster than they have in years. And people are saying, well, we're not religious. We're doing this because we're looking for hope. We're looking for
right.
purpose. So we thought maybe we'll read the Bible. And I just think there's a genuine hunger out there now. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen up there, you know.
I think everyone should go listen to the podcast Mike is doing, the Lampstands podcast. I just listened to the episode that you recorded with Mike about beginning Calvary Philly.
I need to listen to that.
With my boys driving into school, and it was great. But I was just freshly inspired all over again by the stories and the excitement of just opening the word, like you've always said. I think you always say a wooden box and a Bible and, you know, a guitar or something like that, you know, and let's see what happens. So just to see what God's word might do. And I also, over the years, hearing you talk about the people that would come in and ask you the secret, and you being able to say to them, like, well, we don't really have a secret. Like, you're watching me teach the word on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday nights. That's the secret.
Yeah.
And God decides what he's going to do with that. And I think that another thing I've learned here, like you just talked about the things people do to try to generate, you know, publicity or get people in the church. You know, we've talked about this. It always makes me feel really tired. Like, oh, that would be so tiring.
Yes.
We understand the heart, like people who really want the gospel to get out, really want people to find good churches, but so tiring. And the thing that I think I know from you and that I just actually like love to do that's life-giving is to read the word, think about it, and go tell people what it says. That's like the simplest thing in the world. And in one sense, why would you want to do anything else?
It's embarrassing to me. People will come up sometimes after Sunday service and thank me. And I'll say, you know, this is like somebody thanking me for eating apple pie a la mode. It's almost embarrassing because I get to do something I love.
I agree.
You know, I can't work my iPhone. I can't tie my shoes. I can't do anything else. but I have spent years and I'm still finding things in Scripture I never saw before. I'm still excited about it. It's still alive.
Yeah.
And I think we have a whole new generation. You know, I hope we see. I was through the Jesus movement and saw that. And my pastor, Chuck Smith, he would just say, you know, look, the secret is this: healthy sheep reproduce.
Yes.
And if you feed them and they become healthy, they reproduce by, you don't need, you know, systems and antics and methods, and just feed them, you know. And Jesus is the one, you know, if you love me, feed my sheep.
And I think learning that from Chuck through you, again, it's so inspiring because it's so simple. And I don't know how many Calvary Chapel pastors I've heard give a kind of testimony where they listen to a guy teach and they think, well, I mean, I think I could do that. Not that it's necessarily an easy thing, but like, I don't have to be a superstar. I don't have to be a rock star or the master planner of, you know, a CEO of a huge company but to open the Bible and teach the word, like, I could do that. And if that's the thing that the church needs and that God's calling men to do, then I'm in. And so I think that that's another thing that's inspired a lot of us around here to say, well, if it's this simple and this, as you said, enjoyable to read the Bible and tell people what it says, then I'm in. This is a calling worth giving your life for.
And I think as well, you know, you can fake cool, but you can't fake genuine. You can try to do what you think will be relative to people. And you can kind of fake that, but you can't fake genuine. People know when something's genuine, you know, and people are tired of imposters and, you know, people, you know, pushing them one way or another. They want to hear for themselves. They want to make up their own mind. And rather than human opinion, the word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. You sow that seed and it brings forth. There's no labor on my part to that, you know, which is wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, we've been talking about it here. It does seem like we're in a moment right now.
Yes.
In our country's history where even just in the last year, it seems like a fresh door has been thrown open for the word. like you said, Bible sales going out, a fresh openness, it seems like right now, for to the things of Jesus,
yes,
to talk about Jesus with people. And like you said, I think that they're not even associating it with religion as much as Jesus, what's this Bible thing? Maybe I just need Christianity in my life. And who knew that it seems like something God was going to do? I don't think I saw this coming 2-3 years ago. But it does seem like there's a moment here where if we can just get the word out, people are open. And the Holy Spirit's moved in that way to open people up to receive.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
And a lot of parents and I believe grandparents have been very concerned about their families and their kids because what the world is offering them. Anybody with common sense can say, this is insane. How can they do this? So there's a genuine openness for something that's wholesome, something that's healthy mentally and spiritually.
Yeah.
And the Lord is using that. People are discovering Christ. They're discovering the scripture. So, by the way, I'm here with Brian Weed, one of our pastors from Calvary Chapel of Philadelphia, who is starting a church. Hopefully, it's what we're praying in Levittown. He's already started a study. Again, Brian, why don't you give everybody the evening, the time, the address, and
So Tuesday nights we're meeting at 7:30 weekly, unless we get snowed out, which we almost did just a couple weeks ago. But Tuesday nights at 7:30. At the building where Levittown Christian Church meets. So Levittown Christian Church, that's at 1481 Frosty Hollow Road in Levittown, Pennsylvania, 19056. 1481 Frosty Hollow Road. And so, barring any crazy weather, we're there on Tuesday nights at 7:30.
That's a blessing. Yeah. And again, if for some reason you hear about it but you didn't get the address, you can call Calvary Chapel Philadelphia, will give you the information so you can either, if you live in Levittown, attend yourself, or if you have friends or relatives in Levittown and you'd like to see them engaged in a Bible teaching format, you can let them know.
And actually the team here put together a page on our website, so if you go to ccphilly.org/Levittown, I don't think there's actually any other way to find it, but if you know that and you go to ccphilly.org/Levittown, then the address and the phone number and stuff is there as well. So, yep.
Great. And you personally, we haven't talked, but how do you feel since I've known you a long time? Tell me what's going on in your heart since this started.
It's been amazing, even though it was something I, had thought about or prayed about. My head was down here working. I was, into other things. We have great things going on here. And so, how it is, there's enough to keep you busy during the week that in one sense, you're not thinking about the future. You're thinking about all the great things you have to throw your effort into. So, to talk to you about this and to get started has been, it's been a huge blessing, and to begin to meet people and then just, like you've always said, to just open up the word and begin to teach. So I the Gospel of John has been blessing me freshly, seeing things, like you just said, I don't think I've ever seen before. And one of the things I like about, just teaching verse by verse is it's not like I'm seeing secret things that weren't there. You just, how it is, you just see more, that's what it says.
Yes.
And those are the most powerful things, like the simplest, the most central, clearest truths in the Bible are those are the things that rock you when you sit there and you're like, it could be something as simple as like, he really actually loves us, or he actually walked on water. I don't know that I need to teach a huge, make that into something else. That alone is an incredible, I was just reading the Walking on the Water yesterday. It's just unbelievable that Jesus could do that. And so I think personally, just freshly moved by God's word, by the Gospel of John in particular, because that's what I'm reading, and excited because I know there's a lot of even believers who don't know God's word, and they love the Lord, and they want to serve the Lord, and they want to see God do things in the world. But a lot of people who haven't, especially who haven't been to church here, just to say it, they just haven't studied God's word that way, they haven't been taught that way, haven't been exposed to it. And I think when a believer comes into contact, I know this is true for my parents, when they came into contact with the teaching of the word, it like ignited a fire, and they just realized, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is where it all where it all lies. And then, like you said, Joe, the non-believers in our nation, in our neighborhoods, I do think they're not expecting to run into something real. They're not expecting to encounter the Holy Spirit, to come into a little church room, and there's some people there, and all of a sudden God's moving.
Yes.
Something solid, something weighty, or even just like Francis Schaeffer said all those years ago, like that someone's really there, that God is really there. And I think that there's a lot of people who they're open to the Lord drawing them that way, and the Lord is opening their hearts. So just to get the word out there, to have a place for people, just like here, where people can come in, and we see it week to week here, people just, someone gets them here, for some reason they wander in, or someone tells them to go, and they are absolutely rocked by the word of God. Like, they're totally unexpected.
Yeah.
And that's been my experience with the Bible. Still, when I open it up, I know you feel the same way. And to just have the opportunity to open some doors and have some friends, you know, help me out and get some things set up and watch people have that experience and know that the Lord is meeting them. And then they can go away and read the Bible for themselves. Then they learn, like, oh, I can actually do this. I can meet God in my living room, in my bedroom. I can open up the Bible. Those things are just freshly encouraging and energizing me. And I think it's a testimony to the truth of what you said from the beginning that, I've been on staff 20 years here, and I guess now it's crazy. I guess I've been saved for about 30 years. And the life and the center of everything is still the Word of God.
Yeah.
At home, at my dining room table, all alone in the morning, before my kids get up, the greatest time of the whole day. And I know that you feel the same way. Like, I love people. I love being with people. But still, the greatest time of the whole day is, no matter what went down the day before, no matter how bad of a job I did or whatever I need to talk to the Lord about, it's going to be okay. I can sit down with my Bible. He'll meet with me. He'll correct me if I need to be corrected. He'll encourage me if I need to be encouraged. He'll show me things I wasn't even thinking about. And to know His presence and His Word, and that's everything you need to get up and go about your day. And, you know, you look around at so many people and they don't have any, they don't know what would get them through their day. They don't really have anything to get them through life, especially the difficulties of life. And, you know, those of us who've been exposed to the Word of God know that it's the Lord Himself who is the reason why you get through the day. And it's His Word that gives you the power to do it. So I think that's where my heart is for this, just to see, like, Lord, if you want to do this here in this place, we know you're doing it in Philly. You're not stopping, here at Calvary Philly. If you want to do it, just like you've done at other Calvaries in the area, if you want to do it there too, I'm available. And bring some people out who you know need to hear the Word. That's what's cool, right? We can trust the Lord that He knows whose heart He's opening and who needs the Word that way, and He'll bring them out.
And, you know, I think so much has become our culture that we can take it for granted.
I agree with that, yeah.
You know, when COVID happened and we shut the church down because we didn't know what we were up against, we cared about the people, wanted them to be healthy and safe. And then slowly, as we opened up again, we had people from all different denominations coming because their churches weren't open yet. They couldn't believe we were teaching the Bible. You know, and you're thinking, this is normalcy for us. And we forget that in many places it isn't. But I think God wants it to be. So I know for us here, when the church started to grow and people started to take notice, there were other churches in the area that began to teach the Word as well.
Right,
so,
right.
Like Paul says, some out of jealousy, some out of, you know, different reasons. But who cares?
Yep.
And I'm praying the same thing happens in Levittown, because, again, I think decades ago it had a reputation of some life there, and I think it's waned. And I think, you know, if the Lord puts the model there and people can see it,
sure,
I think it's just healthy for the whole church, you know,
sure,
let alone the unsaved world. So I'm excited about it. I hope that we really see the Lord raising it up. And I know you feel the same way. So
absolutely. Yeah.
But all right, I'm going to let Brian tell you one more time what time he's meeting, where the church is, and is there childcare?
Not right now, but children are welcome.
Children are welcome.
And bring them out.
That means you bring them, you watch them.
Exactly.
But so you're hoping at some point in the not too distant future to start to develop that part of it?
I would, yeah, if we can. Right now, I'm not sure the place we're meeting in, there might be like one other little room. So, you know, we're praying about that part of it too. We love the people at Levittown Christian Church. They've been super gracious and they've helped us out, but I have a feeling the Lord might even, you know, maybe have somewhere else for us to move. I don't know where that is yet, but that's another part of the whole thing that we're praying about and just seeing, all right, Lord, where do you want to lead? So we trust him, as, you know, Chuck Smith always said, where God guides, God provides. So if God knows that he wants a few more dozen people to come out or more than that, then he knows how many parking spaces we need and how much space we need and the rooms we need. So we'll trust him to provide that part of it too. And that's, as you've always said too, that's a good problem to have.
But
we'd love to be able to at some point, maybe soon, provide some kind of child care. But for right now, we're not turning anybody away. As long as, you know, if they're a crying baby, you carry them out. That's cool.
did you repeat it one more time?
I'll repeat it one more time. So 1481 Frosty Hollow Road in Levittown, 19056. And that's at the Levittown Christian Church building on Tuesday nights at 7:30. We're actually on Facebook too. Just, we use it just to say like, oh, we got to cancel because of snow. So if you go to, I think it's, what would it be? Calvary Chapel Bible Study Levittown is what it's under. I guess you search for that on Facebook. I'm not personally on Facebook, but that page is there. And you can also find it at ccphilly.org/Levittown, and that's got the address and, you know, maps, directions, and all that.
All right. Wonderful. Great. Okay, thanks. It's Pastor Joe again, Calvary Chapel, Philadelphia, Straight from the Heart Radio. And Pastor Brian Weed and myself, we're here just sharing about this new Calvary Chapel beginning in Levittown. Hope that you will check it out if you live in the area, or let a friend know. God bless you guys again. It's such a privilege to get a chance to talk to you. Normally, it's the teachings are edited down, and that's the normal thing that we do, but it is a blessing occasionally to get to talk directly to all of you. So God bless.
God bless. Thanks.